Welcome to Hanover Happenings. I am your host, Town Manager Alex Torpy. Each month, I intend on releasing an update about a number of different Hanover happenings. This will get posted to our website, sent out as an email newsletter, posted on YouTube, and will be available in any of your favorite podcast players, such as Apple or Spotify. Now, this first episode will be a little bit different, but in future episodes, here are some examples of things that you might find updates on. One, what's happening in select board meetings. Two, a readout of my administrative report that's provided to the select board. This provides a high-level overview of a few of the larger projects or initiatives that might be happening. Three, I'd like to spotlight and introduce one town employee to the community each month. Four, I'd also like to spotlight a business owner or resident, volunteer or student or someone else in the community who's just doing cool things and contributing positively to the community. And five, there may be short discussions or interviews about topical or relevant issues or other questions that we might face. Now, I'm really open to feedback as I work on creating this. Nothing is set in stone, and I may experiment a little bit with some different topics or content or formats. And so I ask that if you have feedback, please don't keep it to yourself and reach out to me and let me know. You can do so at alex.torpy@hanovernh.org. I intend to have each episode be about 20 or 30 minutes long. And it can be something that you listen to while heading to work, doing some gardening, going for a run, or anything else. It's meant to help you have access to more information and more ways to participate and get involved. For the July episode, I'm going to do things a little bit different here. So for this first one, first, I'm just going to introduce a little bit about myself, and then I'm going to cover a little bit about what we discussed in the July 25th select board meeting and what's in the pipeline over the next month. So let me start with a little bit about me. Now, there's a couple minute long introduction video on the website on the town manager's page. So if you have watched that, some of this might be a repeat, but I want to make sure that you have a little bit of context for who I am and kind of where I'm coming from, both literally and figuratively and existentially. Okay, so I don't know exactly where to start, so I'll start somewhere. One thing that I think is worth reflecting on is both of my parents spent much of their working life self-employed. And I seem to have inherited that gene for most of my own life. So starting in high school, I had several different jobs, but the main thing that I was really doing was that I had my own tennis business called The Tennis Guru. And I taught tennis lessons and strung tennis rackets and even sold tennis equipment sort of online in the very early days of eBay and the internet. And since then, this sort of outlook of being on one's own pathway, I've realized as I've gotten older and reflected more on my own past, that's been a really big part of my life. You know, I went to an undergraduate college, Hampshire College, that required that students design their own majors. I've never been affiliated with a political party, either as a voter or an elected official. And largely, I sort of like to chart my own course. And although I'm very, very excited to be settling into the Upper Valley for a little bit in the longer term, I do consider myself really lucky to have had the chance to engage with all sorts of different people and different projects over these last 10 or 15 years. And I hope that all of those experiences provide me with a foundation of being open-minded, of being committed to diversity of opinion and background and perspective, and just being relentlessly curious and critical really about everything. So I'll run through a couple of those kind of projects and experiences quickly here for a few minutes because, I think it's kind of helpful context about where my head is at. So there's a much longer story that I'll save for maybe some other time about how I sort of got turned to thinking about public policy more broadly towards the end of high school. But when I got to college, when I went to Hampshire, you know, one of the reasons I went there was to get to really work hands-on from a student government perspective. And I went to every committee meeting and every student government meeting from the very first week. You know, anything I could kind of be involved in, I really wanted to be. And it was a super interesting experience learning how to balance really diverse interests and basically in an environment that, sure, it's just funding for student groups, but some of those activities are really important to the kind of college experience and were really historically important. to many different types of people. And basically, it was an environment where there were not enough resources to go around. And how do you navigate that? How do you create systems and processes that fairly sort of sort through those sorts of questions? And it was really interesting. I did some work with the town of Amherst. We created a work study program with their police department to study racial profiling issues under a grant that they had. Went to some of the town meetings, and you know, that sort of parlayed, I guess, pretty well. When I graduated Hampshire and I went back to New Jersey, to South Orange, I ended up running for mayor just about a year after graduating. And that was an incredible experience that I'm happy to kind of bend anybody's ear about one-on-one if you're curious. But, South Orange is a really kind of interesting place, in some ways similar to Hanover, a college town, but, you know, close to New York City, a very historically diverse population. That was a really big intentional part of kind of our community's history and present and future. And we got to do a lot of really interesting work in that time. It was a 4-year term. I won in a landslide election of a total of 13 votes. So I get a really good line to tell groups that I talk to that every vote matters. That's definitely true. The whole experience, I mean, we worked on a lot of redevelopment and community development issues along with some historic preservation. We did a lot on budget transparency and engaging people in that process. Did a lot of sustainability initiatives, installing electric vehicle chargers. This was back in 2011 and 2012. And building to higher LEED standards with all of our redevelopment. We did a lot of work with the Seton Hall University in town and all sorts of other things that were just super fascinating. And it was really an incredible and lucky experience. Throughout that time also, in the beginning, I was going to grad school. I was getting my Master's of Public Administration at a very different school than Hampshire. So I got my MPA from John Jay College of Criminal Justice. And I also, during that time, was a volunteer emergency medical technician on the South Orange Rescue Squad and was our emergency management coordinator in South Orange during storms like Hurricane Sandy and Hurricane Irene. And at the time, of course, all of these things were all entirely volunteer, or in the case of school, of course, paying money. For work, the day job, so to speak, was a consulting company that I had started and started out doing a lot of website and kind of digital work. And we ended up growing to about 10 people when a partner, there was three partners at the company. And when two of us left in 2015, we had done work with dozens, maybe 100 or more clients in different states and different countries. That was largely with nonprofits and upstart kind of political campaigns, helping people build engagement with their audience. We sort of moved into a little bit of management kind of consulting as well. In 2015, I spent, when my term was over in South Orange, I spent a couple months in East Africa, mostly Rwanda and Uganda, traveling and working and kind of studying with different community development organizations to learn more. I had visited there a few years prior and wanted to learn more about how different organizations were trying to understand community needs. You know, how could you do development in a way that's not top down? And it was really, really interesting, not just to travel and kind of be exposed to different cultures and governments and experiences and perspectives and climates and all sorts of different things, but really to spend time traveling with different NGOs, going to community meetings, meeting with staff, meeting with board members, and trying to understand the pros and cons of different ways that people try to solicit goals from communities. I also did some consulting projects. One that I'll call out that I think was particularly interesting and kind of relevant these days was something called Pathways for America, which was a nationwide nonpartisan leadership development program aimed at getting people to run for office, but more broadly, helping people find their civic purpose. The program ran for about 4 months, and we spent about a year and a half putting it together. And we had about Well, I'll say this. So in the beginning of the program, we had about 200 people participate in about 35 different conversations that we hosted both online and in person. And I think maybe 15 or so different states, in some urban areas and in some really rural areas all over the country. And we had Americans from all different backgrounds, all different party affiliations and, you know, every background you could kind of imagine, part of people participating in these conversations. And it was super interesting facilitating conversations with people with such different backgrounds about where we're going. What are we doing as a country? What are we doing in our communities? What is our civic future? A conversation, I think this was in 2016 and 2017, that's just as, if not more, relevant today. And one of the things that I learned from that experience was that there is a lot of similarity between what a lot of people want to see in the future. We have different ways of getting there on a lot of different issues, but for the most part, something that seems to be not covered in national discourse, for the most part, people have many commonalities as far as long-term goals and values. And for example, one of the things that came from that was everybody, I believe in every single conversation, a high priority that was identified was that people wanted more civics education for kids and in schools, and they wanted opportunities as adults to talk to people with different perspectives and backgrounds than they had in an environment where you're trying to learn from other people, not trying to convince other people of something. And so that has informed a lot of my work, including the civics program that I, just before I left New Jersey, finished designing and piloting for a middle school. It's informed a lot of my work since then, and my belief that we do share a lot more in common with each other than it sometimes seems. So that was super interesting. I also did a lot of consulting work with a really cool organization in New Jersey called Sustainable Jersey that basically provides incentives for grant fundings to help towns and school districts become more sustainable, but they also work on, and the project that I worked on was about public information and engagement. There's also a lot of teaching in my family. My mother at one point taught, both my grandparents taught and were public school administrators. There's a lot of others in my family who teach, and I was hired at Seton Hall and at John Jay, actually, although I've never taught a class there, but I've taught in Seton Hall every year since I think 2013 or 2014 in their master's program, and really love that. I'm just did not realize how much I would like it, and I guess I inherited that gene too, and loved working with people and helping them become more confident and build more skills to do whatever it is that they want to do in the world, to help them have agency and confidence to make a greater impact, to bite off a bigger piece than they were planning on it, and to really set their goals and sights high as far as what kind of change they wanted to see in the world and help equip them with some skills to be able to do that. Now, last year, over the last couple of years, I think like many people, I have had the opportunity, both voluntarily and involuntarily, to reflect on some of my own values and goals and plans. And the way that sort of culminated was a bit of a sabbatical for me last year, where I took 4 months and traveled across the country, something I'd wanted to do for many years. Though the original plans was actually to do a documentary, interviewing people in different communities about what their sort of biggest challenges were and how they were addressing them. So I didn't get to do that, but I did get to start writing a science fiction novel that I'm, I don't know, 80,000 or so words into. That's a lot about governance and climate and technology and other issues where we're going in the future. Got to see a lot of friends, and I camped mostly in national forests and some national parks, and got to talk to people all over the country about a lot of the things that are relevant in our community too, here in Hanover. And some of the things that I reflected on were my own values and plans. And part of what I decided, there was a bunch of things I decided, and one was that I wanted to live in and have a bigger part of my work life, the protection of nature, and that I want to be in a place that is committed to civic and community engagement. I was very taken with Hanover when I came up here to interview. It was the top of my list after that visit, and so it was a very easy yes when I was offered the position. And so far, I have been thrilled with my choice to come here. The reception, the welcome from my predecessor in, as town manager, the staff and department heads here, the volunteers that I've met, the business owners, the residents, the students, the Dartmouth staff and faculty, everybody's been really welcoming and really great so far. And so I appreciate all of that from everybody. Now, let me jump into a couple things from our last select board meeting. Now, there's a couple different kind of routine items that we discussed. And then I will run through, and what we're probably going to do, but open to feedback here from people, is post an update on the website after each meeting that just shows what was approved and what wasn't approved, so you don't have to watch the whole meeting just to get a sense of that. It won't be the minutes or an official record, but just a quick list of what action was taken. So my report is available on the website where you find the agendas for the meetings. You will also find my written report, which I will either be doing once a month or every meeting. A couple things that I want to highlight from this. So one is the rental housing, rental registration ordinance. We did have some conversations in-house. There were some edits kind of going back and forth to try and clean up the last version of the ordinance. We ended up pushing that off a little bit. We did set a schedule in the last select board meeting, so we intend to have a couple public discussions over the next month. And we identified a couple things internally that we could do a little bit different. For example, making sure that the fire department is integrated with the work that planning, zoning, and codes would be doing overseeing this new program. Especially one of the captains of the fire department who has really taken a lot of time on a continuing education perspective to work on these sorts of issues. So we expect to have a draft for the August 8th meeting, then a public discussion after that where we're going to invite landlords and other interested stakeholders out. Then there will be the official public hearing after that point, hopefully. So I know it's a little slower than some people were hoping, but also I do feel confident that we are identifying some important issues that we want to make sure we get right here, because this is really important to do well. And there were a couple kind of more routine items, a couple appointments that you can check out if you want to go to the website. And then I also wanted to give a couple updates of things that we were working on. So obviously housing is a big issue and was a big part of the kind of interview process. And we have started to engage in some really interesting conversations about some of the existing plans and some current and some potential new plans that I'm not quite ready to go into in detail in public yet, but over the next month or so, I think we're going to have more information. And this might be, is there an ability for the town to use housing as a way to recruit and retain employees? Thinking about the regional needs with partners like Vital Communities and what Dartmouth's plans are, and thinking about student housing and how all of those dynamics in Dartmouth, you know, kind of affects housing in the region. We do have a number of open positions that we're hiring for. So the next update, you can find those all on our website. And we wanted to just call out a couple things. One is that we are looking at, we are going to be doing a kind of comp and class study, looking at market rates for salaries and bringing in some outside data and a consultant to look at the way that we classify and pay our employees. We're also looking at ways that we can better market Hanover to potential employees. So for example, take a police or a firefighter, you know, that both of these departments have a strong and organized capital program. And so that people coming into these departments can expect to find a department supported by the administration, supported by the select board, supported by the community, that has the technology and the equipment they need to do the job well. And that we should take pride in being well organized, being long-term in our budget planning, and make sure that potential candidates know that that is how we do business here. One thing that we did want to make sure to mention was that we do have to reduce due to shortages in our front office, where there is one employee who is doing municipal agent services, motor vehicles, vital records, that for the month of August, at this time, we cannot take any registered agent services during 1:30 and 2 p.m. This is to allow our employee to have a lunch break, which is obviously very important. We do have some candidates that we are interviewing for that position, for the second position in the front office, so hopefully that will just be short-lived. But we do want to make sure to not overburden our staff. And to help with that a little bit, we did set up a computer in the front lobby that is now a public kiosk, so you can pay bills, pay a parking ticket, sign up for updates, renew motor vehicle stuff, do all sorts of things. Anything that you can do basically on the website, there's shortcuts on the computer for you to do as well. The other update I provided was a link to a document that was an update on some concerns about overuse of the Mink Brook Trail and Point. So if you want more about that, I would go to the website and find the report, and you can click on the link provided there. Another that we're going to have more information about in our next meeting is a lot of conversations about our clerk position, deputy clerk position in local elections. This is an ongoing discussion. We are highly constrained by the state of New Hampshire and how we are able to hire for this position, which I'm sure if you've listened to any town meetings in the past, you've heard about. What's really important to all of us, especially our town clerk, Bobby Hitchcock, is making sure that we are just 100% good to go for our upcoming elections this year, the primary and the general. We feel really confident about that. We've reorganized space in town hall. We've got some technology stuff up and running, and then we will be, we intend to make a an appointment to the deputy clerk position at the August 8th meeting so that we can be kind of fully staffed, although there's a lot of issues long-term with how these kind of positions are staffed and people are doing way more than they are being compensated for. And we kind of need to figure out a long-term solution. In the short term, we feel really confident with everybody in place that we're going to be able to continue to run smooth elections. There are two committees here that that I discussed with the board that we're going to be putting together. One is economic development is not really the right title, but working with the Upper Valley Business Alliance, some residents, some business owners, and other stakeholders, we agree that we want to have kind of more discussions about how we can recruit and retain and support businesses, especially in downtown Hanover. So that's a committee that we're going to be putting together. And certainly people should reach out if they are interested in more about that. The other committee is the Civics Committee. And this stands for Community, Information, Volunteerism, Inclusivity, Communication, and Service. This committee will work with me in identifying and implementing a whole wide range and collecting feedback about a whole wide range of projects related to those topics. This includes a new website, which we've begun work on, a new town logo and branding materials, which ideally we will source from the community, the creation of this monthly update, finding ways to recruit and retain more volunteers, and other transparency kind of projects. If you're interested in that, please reach out to me as well. Lastly, we are working. I've met a lot of my counterparts in other communities as part of my trying as best as possible in the last month to get out and meet people in town and around town. And what my counterpart in Lebanon is doing, they are having a series of workshops with trainers from a really interesting organization called Braver Angels, where they are facilitating conversations that help equip people with skills to have really challenging conversations. I think this is a really cool idea, something I hope we can do in Hanover as well, which is just provide workshop space for us to all learn how to have the hard conversations, how to talk to neighbors that we may not agree with. These aren't skills that most of us are born with, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so providing some infrastructure so that we can all learn how to have really constructive conversations that help get us to our future goals, I think is great. And so that organization, Braver Angels, you can check out online. They do a lot of really interesting work facilitating cross-partisan conversations, which if you recall, that was kind of a big part of some of my past work history as well. We are also beginning to create a technology strategic plan with our IT department here, and we have all sorts of different projects lined up that are part of that. But we want to make sure that when we get into budgeting, especially capital budgeting and leading up to town meeting next year, we want to have a really clear idea of what our technology needs are so that we can incorporate that knowledge into how we budget going forward. We want to make decisions in the budget process that reflect our long-term goals and long-term needs. Now, I know I sort of ran through everything here because I said that I would do this quickly. And as I'm recording this, I have another meeting coming up right now. Again, the next episodes will be a little bit different. I hope this was helpful and interesting to learn a little bit about me, your new town manager, and a little bit about what we covered in the last select board meeting. So I appreciate you joining me for this first installment of Hanover Happenings. If you've got any feedback or ideas or thoughts, please reach out to me at alex.torpy@hanovernh.org and let me know. Otherwise, please subscribe on whatever platform you are listening or to this on, and send it around to your friends so they can stay up to date as well. So thanks again, and really look forward to meeting all of you over the coming months and years.